Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU men's golf team. Garrett Nelson with us, junior out of Baudette, Minnesota. Congratulations on the honor.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You guys certainly played well earlier this week. You led the way with a 76, and I believe it was day one at Wayne State. You guys haven't been outside a whole heck of a lot, certainly not up here. You've just been able to play whenever you've been on a trip. How difficult is that to keep your swing where you want it?
Oh, it's really difficult. What we do is we just try and swing as much as we can indoors. We go to the simulator at the bowling alley once a week, so we just try and maintain the swing and work out and keep loose.
76 is a pretty good score any time of the year, much less this early. What was going right for you?
Well, I was making putts, getting up and down for pars, not making too many mistakes, hitting fairways, and just making par is key there. It was really windy, so keeping the ball in play was huge.
As a team, you guys certainly played very, very well in day two down there. From a team standpoint, what changed from day one to day two?
Well, our guys were playing more consistent the second day. We had Matt Haugstad shot a 73, which was huge, coming from an 83 the first day, so that was really helpful, and just seemed like everyone... It was less windy, so everyone was able to play better.
Don't mean to be this blunt, but in the fall season, you guys were struggling a little bit. You've started the spring a lot better. What's changed since the fall?
The team chemistry is just a lot better. We all seem like we want to play. Like in the fall, it didn't seem like we started out wanting to play. We weren't ready for it. Now we're ready for it. We've got into the swing of things, and we're ready to win.
You personally, what do you still want to accomplish yet before the season's done?
Well, for me, I want to just play more, shoot low again, and I really want the team to play well. They got the conference meet this weekend, and I really hope they do well and hopefully come out with a victory.
Snow is finally starting to melt. Are you able to at least go hit something on a range someplace around the area? Is any ranges open yet?
Not around here. We've been hitting wedges in the practice football field, so that was our practice before the tournament, hitting sand wedges. Yeah, so no, there's no ranges open yet. Hopefully soon, though.
Historically, what's been the best part of your game?
Well, I'd have to say just keeping the driver in play, hitting fairways. That's huge. Getting shots at greens.
That's the biggest struggle for a lot of people. Is that something that it just kind of come naturally to you, or if you just had to keep working on it?
I'll just keep working on it. It's come naturally for me just because I don't hit the ball far like the rest of the guys on the team, so hitting it straight is just huge for a guy that doesn't hit as far.
I'm going to admit something I probably shouldn't. I gave up the game probably 4 or 5 years ago just because it was so frustrating to me that I never seemed to get any better. I never hit it that far, and there was a round where I just could not hit the driver at all straight, pulled out 7-iron the rest of the way and just hit 7-iron, shot a decent score with it. Goes to show you don't have to hit it 350 off the tee, right?
No, you don't. Just hit fairways, give yourself a chance to hit it at the green and hopefully get a birdie or 2-putt for par. That's the biggest thing.
Is your lineup pretty much set? Are you guys still fighting for spots?
I think our lineup is set. We've got a solid roster this spring, and the Hill brothers and Chris Kerb and Jim Foss are ready to go win themselves a conference tournament.
Again, congratulations on the Beaver Pride honor, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.